Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
Let's welcome to the show Neil Jones from the Liverpool Echo. Morning to you, Neil.
Morning, Steve. You okay, mate?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Mario Götze is a name that's been plastered all across the papers for a couple of days. Obviously, someone who knows Jurgen Klopp very well, left Borussia Dortmund while he was there, went to Bayern Munich, hasn't played much for them, but very much touted as Liverpool's big summer buy. Is this a deal that you believe will come off, Neil?
Well, it's one that Liverpool would like to come off, and it's one that Liverpool it seems receiving encouragement about, and that, you know, listen, we've been here before, haven't we? I can remember speaking to you about Alex Teixeira in January. I can remember speaking to people about players like Willian and Hendrik Mkhitaryan, and, you know, before that, Gylfi Sigurdsson and people like that. So, you know, a lot can happen in a transfer market, you know, and there's understandable scepticism among some Liverpool fans because of the track record with these kind of signing. I think what will be key and what is key is the fact that Mario Götze, you know, it's been a couple of tough years for him, which sounds incredible considering he's a World Cup winner and, you know, he's playing for Bayern Munich, but his career hasn't taken off to the heights that he probably expected it to when he moved to Bayern. And I think he appreciates the influence that Jurgen Klopp had on his career earlier on when he was at Borussia Dortmund. Whether that will be enough to sway him if, for example, Liverpool was to finish 7th or 8th in the Premier League this season, not qualify for the Europa League, or, you know, not look like they were going to even get close to the Champions League, who knows? It may depend on what other clubs show an interest in him, because if we're talking about £15 or £20 million for a player of Mario Götze's talent, then I find it amazing that just Liverpool would be interested. I think a lot of other big boys would be sitting up and taking notice of that. But as we say, Liverpool have got confidence that there's at least a chance of getting the deal done, and, you know, the Klopp influence could prove key.
Well, that might be the Klopp effect. In fact, you'd have to put it down to the Klopp effect if that was a deal that came off.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's hard to imagine many managers outside of the Champions League convincing a player like Götze to join them. You know, you look at the difficulty clubs like even Arsenal have in terms of, you know, how long it took them to attract or to go out and buy a star, you know, in someone like Ozil and Sanchez. It took them many years, really, to be able to get into that position, and they were in the Champions League every year. So, you know, it's not going to be easy, but, yeah, that's the biggest draw for Liverpool at the moment, is the manager. You know, it's a big draw. Players, you know, we've already heard a couple of players who maybe aren't stars, but they're signing for Liverpool next season, and Grujic and Matip. I think both of them, it's been referenced that Klopp was a deciding factor in them choosing to go to Anfield and not elsewhere. You know, if he can pull off a deal for someone like Götze, then it'll be quite a significant statement, I think.
So Götze would be a stellar signing, if you wanted to say that.
Yeah, it would. I mean, you can argue the merits of just how much Liverpool need a player of his skill set, you know, in terms of attacking the field, who maybe isn't prolific in terms of goal scoring, but he is a top quality player. And I mean, I can remember watching Dortmund when they were sort of the emerging side under Klopp, and Götze in that side was absolutely sensational. You know, he was the star of the show, if you like, in a very good side. And, you know, when he moved to Bayern, I think it was over 35 million euros that they paid for him, and it was expected that he would probably go on to become one of the players in world football.
What happened then? Has he sort of not seen eye to eye with Pep Guardiola, or has he had some injury problems that have affected him?
It's been a combination of reasons, really. The injury problems will always affect the player, and he's had a fair few. You know, he's. I also think that what players have with someone like Guardiola is it's such a specific system that Guardiola has, and if you don't sort of, if you're not right on it every single week, then it will show that you're sort of, you're a little bit off. And if you're not fit, and if you're not completely sort of confident in yourself, and it can stand out a mile. And you can remember players going to Barcelona, and I always think of Alexis Sanchez at Barcelona, and, you know, we all know what a great player Alexis Sanchez is and the quality that he's got. But under Guardiola, he could just look a little bit, you know, out of sync really with the rest of the side. You know, you had Messi and Iniesta and people like that. Sanchez just didn't really look like he was quite at that level, and maybe the same situation with Götze. You know, Bayern have a really sort of defined way of playing with the wingers and people like Robin and, you know, Douglas Costa now They have Muller, who's a sort of a guaranteed player, and they have Lewandowski. So it's hard to see exactly where he fits in. He's still done okay, you know, at Bayern. He's still won league titles. He's still played the Champions League. He just hasn't quite, you know, hit the heights that I certainly expected him to. I'm sure Bayern expected to do him when they signed him.
Neil, brilliant to catch up with you. Thanks for your time.
No problem, Steve. Thanks, Dan.
Neil Jones from the Liverpool Echo. They're fascinating stuff.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.